This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Rohan Doctor. Rohan is the founder and CEO at Louisa AI. Rohan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's really great to be on, John.
And we're delighted to have you. So, Rohan, let's start with yourself, please, as we do with all of our guests. Could you give us an overview of your journey in the technology space, from where you got started, some of the roles you've held along the way, and what's led to the idea and formation behind Louisa AI?
My background is university-wise. I did physics at Oxford and then a maths finance degree at Imperial. And there was a little bit of programming and technology there. I then fell into investment banking and did 20 years, 17 at Goldman, 10 as MD. By the way, this was in London, New York, and Hong Kong. But during that time, I ended up closing a really large transaction. And management asked me two questions: how did you do it? And how can you do it again? And the how I did it was really, I met the right person, the right time internally at a water cooler. So that's serendipity. And when they said, how can you do it again? I was like, what if you could systematize serendipity with data? It's crazy that in this day and age, with technology where it is, you need to basically, both two adults need to be thirsty at the same time and swap information. Surely there's a better way. And so that's how the concept of Louisa was born within Goldman Sachs. And I was very fortunate because the firm at the time saying, look, instead of having a brain drain and people leaving and starting their own startups, we'd like to invest in people we believe in to create the platform and the idea with Goldman as a customer, Goldman as an investor, and if it really works, spin it out as a separate business. And so all of the above happened, and Goldman is now a customer. We spun out as an independent entity, so they're not an investor, because otherwise we couldn't really talk to other banks because it's a conflict. But they got the advantage of being the first mover, and they've had the benefit of 40, 50,000 people using Louisa to connect the dots and generate business in ways that were not possible before.
Thank you for that. It's quite an interesting journey from an MD exec to founder of a business, and quite a unique launch, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a bit more detail. For those listening who are not familiar with Louisa AI, speaking at a high level to potential customers or users of the platform, tell us all about Louisa AI. What are you building? What are you doing? What's the mission of the organization? I know you've touched on it a little bit with the water cooler serendipity, but what have you created?
Basically, Louisa plugs into your company's systems and it reads all the newspapers in the world. And then it says, hey, you, John, should talk to Angelo because John knows this really big client in Ireland and Angelo knows everything to do with solar panel financing. By reading an article in the newspaper about an Irish company that's doing solar panel financing, Louisa goes, oh, John knows this company in Ireland. Angelo has the expertise. Let's connect them and see if there's an opportunity. And so Louisa's done it once and it can do it 100 times. And that's essentially what it's doing in companies. It's proactively connecting the dots that humans just can't, because it's impossible. Like, the problem we're solving is it's impossible for a human to know every single person at a company and what and who they know. And it's also impossible for a human to read every newspaper in the world, but an AI system can. And so what Louisa does is reads all of that, creates an expertise and relationship map by plugging into a company's email, CRM, corporate directory, etc., and creates this map so that it can start connecting the dots on revenue opportunities. So the category we're firmly in is revenue enablement.
So from the idea inception and rolling out with Goldman as being the first customer, can you talk to us about the early stages of the build and as the founder and CEO, what you needed to get together as a proof of concept to then scaling it? What work went on behind the scenes and give us some insight into what role AI and data science is playing on a day-to-day basis?
So we started this in 2018 and it really started with sales and trading at Goldman Sachs. And what we did was we had information on who closed what trade with which clients. For example, if someone was doing an inflation swap with AXA, we would be able to take that information and give this person a tag saying inflation swaps and French insurer so that we abstract it. And then like that, we did the same for every single of the 6,000 sales and trading people across 80 offices across the world. And we created almost like a Google search where you could say, who at Goldman Sachs can help with oil and gas loans in Dubai or farm financing in Australia or whatever the question was. It really started like that. But then after that, we started reading newspapers and started connecting people automatically. Louisa read a newspaper article in the Singapore Times about a semiconductor plant being built. And then it figured out that Susan, who in the compliance used to work at that company, and it figured out that she didn't know Jack, who's the project finance person in the US. And so Louisa connects Jack with his expertise, Susan for her relationship, and months later they close, you know, $6 billion of financing. And so that's the kind of thing that happened. And from there we grew to sales and trading, investment banking, asset management, wealth management, private equity, and then the whole firm. And so now every single person at Goldman Sachs has Louisa on their desktop and their mobile.
Rohan, obviously, since launching the business in 2018, the landscape of AI has changed dramatically with different waves of hype. And as we record this today, at the beginning of 2024, there's so much noise in the AI community that banks and financial institutions are struggling to understand where they should invest their money and resources. There's so much noise out there within products available. How do you navigate that space and what have you and the team at Louisa been able to do successfully in convincing these organizations to utilize your platform? But what's your general take of the landscape right now from challenges and opportunities?
It must be a very, very exciting time for banks to think about what they can do for their business, but it also must be quite a daunting task. Like, where do you start? There's so much out there. There's Microsoft Copilot, OpenAI, ChatGPT, Anthropic has something called Claude, Databricks has a model called DALL-E. There's a lot. And there was an AI summit in New York that I spoke at in the Javits Center in New York. And there were thousands and thousands of people there, and everyone just had one thing on their mind. And apparently in Davos right now, everyone's just talking about AI as well. And we've all played with OpenAI's GPT-3, 3.5, and 4, and it's amazing, right? You can ask any question, get an answer, it can summarize things, and it's amazing what it can do. Everyone from board members to CEOs to employees basically want to be able to do the same thing at work. And they're like, imagine having an enterprise GPT at Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan, Blackstone, et cetera. And we've got a very particular point of view here. We've developed by talking to hundreds of banks across the globe and hundreds of VCs and private equity firms and all the rest. And it's essentially that you can take GPT-15 when it comes out and you can take NVIDIA Superchips Mind on Mars. You're still not going to get enterprise GPT at your company because Sam Altman basically trained those LLMs on 7 billion websites over 30 years. So you take a large language model and you put a lot of data, everything that's ever been written on the internet, and then it becomes really smart. Now try doing the same thing at a company where you take everything that's ever been written on the company's intranet, which is typically not much. Or worse, you look at what presentations, investment committee memos, emails, like you're just First of all, this is all Fort Knox away by compliance, privacy, legal, public side, private side. There's a lot of issues. So there's just not enough data to be able to ask a bank a question and say, who can help with, and say, where are inflation swaps in 3 years in France? Or what is the house view on who's going to win the US election? Or where do we think projections are for US interest rates or for Bitcoin? Like, all of these questions that people just want to be able to ask and want to believe the answer of is going to be really hard. So our point of view is the following, and everyone's basically agreeing with this because it's a pretty obvious view, which is what's documented within a company is just the tip of the iceberg. The rest of that knowledge really sits in one place only, and that's the minds of your people. The M&A banker who's focused on healthcare M&A for the last 10 years, the venture capitalist who's been investing in companies, some have worked, some haven't, they've burnt their toes in some and done really well on the others. All of that knowledge sits in the minds of people. So what Louisa's got a five-year head start on is we are experts in mapping the expertise and relationships, which is the closest thing you'll get to a map of what sits in people's minds. And then what we do in Insight Partners is one of our customers, they're going to be possibly the first financial institution in the world to have an enterprise GPT where you can ask any question like, who at my company knows this founder, or what's happening with CRM startups based on XYZ? And the answer is always going to be the same. It's a person's name. Go talk to Ale, go talk to Nonso, go talk to Susan. We're going to have an enterprise GPT where you ask a question and you're not going to get a hallucinogenic answer, but you're going to get the name of the person who can really answer that question with authority and security.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
It's such a unique concept, and I'm sure you'll keep me honest on this. There's nothing else like this in the market right now, even remotely close, which is obviously very exciting for you and the team. When you, staying on that topic of excitement, given what you've built and how it's demonstrating value, so many use cases, I'm sure there's a lot of adoption out there. When you look at the roadmap ahead, when you start to look at 2024 and 2025 and beyond, what are some of the things that you're most excited to see for the journey at Louisa, any milestones that you're hoping to hit or goals that you're working towards? What, help us visualize what the next year to 2 years will look like for Louisa.
So we're excited about a number of things. I think of the business in three categories: investors who fund the team and the team who deliver for customers. So from an investor's perspective, Louisa has had tens of millions of dollars worth of technology investment put into it. While it was at Goldman, it then spun out. It's an independent company. And we've since closed a seed round. We raised a certain amount, and then, in fact, we asked friends and family to join, and we doubled the amount. So that's pretty exciting. So we've closed our SafeNote round. We basically have a team of product development and go-to-market. So last year, the go-to-market team was just myself, so it was really founder-led sales. But now we've got a professional sales motion that's super exciting in New York and in London. And in India, we've grown from 8 engineers to 28 engineers. So we have our head of AI, product, full stack engineers, DevOps, security, all sitting out of India. And I'm personally there twice a year to make sure that they're all feeling the energy of the client interest in this. So that's the team. And now if we go to customers and we talk to them about one thing and one thing only, and that is data. There's some phenomenal AI companies out there with some really deep tech. And a lot of these AI companies are selling AI infrastructure. And it's like the gold rush. Anyone who sold spades made money because you're selling spades, you're making your margin on your spade. And then whether the guy who digs up the mine finds gold or not, some of those people would find the gold and make a killing and others wouldn't and they'd go bust. But everyone who sold spades made money. That's what happened in 2023. Everyone who sold infrastructure or spades for AI did really well with customers and all the rest. So NVIDIA stocks, rocket high, OpenAI, Hugging Face, like all of this stuff is doing really well. The next generation of stuff is where you actually add business value to customers. And that's the place where we live, where we are focusing on a certain vertical. So we're focusing on finance because Louisa was built for finance by practitioners of finance. And we're all about the basic objectives of any company in the finance vertical, which is to generate more revenues, improve performance, like financial performance, reduce costs, and most importantly, serve clients, not some siloed version that the new person who joined your company can deliver, but deliver the full might of your firm by being able to access every nook and cranny of expertise and relationship that your company has. And so that's what we do. We come in with a practitioner's hat, trying to basically find nuggets of gold for companies, for financial institutions. Now, taking it back to your earlier question, which is, hey, this is a very exciting but also very scary time for companies to buy AI technology because there's so much out there. That's where what we're doing is leading with a enterprise GPT readiness report. And we basically write a two-week, $2,000 report, which basically tells you how much data you have in your garage. So if you think of a garage in a suburban house, it's either going to be a messy garage with a lot of stuff or an empty garage with very little stuff. We basically figure out how much data you have and how big a mess it is and how we can get it into a shape that can be utilized by an AI model. And so we start off with that. And by the end of that report, we've met with typically our champion is the head of digital strategy, the head of innovation, the head of AI, if that's a title that's soon being handed out to people. And we meet with these people, head of data and analytics, and we meet with these people and they're our champions. And we say, you know what, we're going to work with you, but we're also going to work with your business COOs. We're going to work with your compliance people. We're going to work with your tech risk people. We're going to basically set up a series of interviews with 3-4 people in each pod across the organization and write you a clean, neat 2-page report, which is an implementation plan for how you guys can grow your business. And that's the first step. After that, there's an implementation. And after that, there's production. So that's how we're handholding people through this very hyped up and crowded AI space to give them real business value. And that value sits in the minds of their people. And we're just basically using data and AI to unlock that.
And given the value that you've already been demonstrating, starting with Goldman Sachs and now expanding to your ever-growing customer base, there's obviously going to be a continued demand and interest as the months and years pass. With that, there's going to be a need for you to continue to bring in talented individuals, both on the account and customer side, but also on the back end, the engineers and scientists building the platform. Can you talk to us about your goal for the next year to 2 years when you look at the people side of things, taking it back to when you first started to bring people over, obviously in a very competitive space, the AI startup world, but you've attracted some incredibly talented people. Talk to us about the conversations you have with people when you're explaining the journey, the mission, the concept, and what has made talented people join Louisa over some of the other great companies trying to hire.
There are a couple of things we do. One is two of our investors were Oxford University associated. So we have the Oxford Angel Fund and we have the Oxford Seed Fund. And Stanford's great, so is Harvard, but so is Oxford. And I think it's been forgotten a little bit. And so there's a lot of AI talent and just really smart people there. So we're working on helping people with internships where they get industry expertise with us and we get first look at some of the best talent there is. And so JVs with universities are super interesting, be it Oxford in the UK, be it Columbia in New York, Carnegie Mellon's great. So we'd like to start at the university level. A second thing that we do, which is quite unique, is I'm very grateful to Goldman Sachs. It was a big part of my career, 17 years, and they invested in this idea And they benefited from it because they're the first organization in the world to have access to it. And it's helped close tens of millions of dollars of transactions. But I want to pay that forward. So for people in my team who after 2-3 years feel like they want to start their own business or do their own thing, we actually turn around and say, hey, we've got something called Luisa Innovation Lab, where we will basically be your investor and Luisa itself will be your customer. So you can build something cool that can then basically be utilized by the Luisa platform and its existing set of customers, of which by then there'll be many. And so I think with this unique approach, we've really been able to attract some phenomenal talent. And then the final leg is, again, I was in banking a very long time, and deal making and mergers and acquisitions are part of what we do here. So within Luisa, we've acquired a small company, some really smart Ecole Polytechnique quants, in French quants in Hong Kong, who built this phenomenal platform called WeaveIt.ai. So we acquired their organization, and we've got some talent and some IP and some patents from that. We've merged with another very strong startup called Revmo. So Freddie DeSiebert is ex-Goldman and a founder that I know and trust. And so he's helping extend our external graph because Luisa knows everything about the company internally, but it needs to marry that with the external world. And we're really talking to everyone in this space and figuring out how 1+1=3 and taking that approach as opposed to trying to do everything alone.
Final question from me, Rohan. If we get you back on the show, which we very much intend to do in a year or 2 years from now, we're talking about the success and the growth that you've had. What will be some of the standout things that you hope to be able to share with us, whether it's growth of revenue, growth of customers, evolution of the platform? Where will the business be in 2 years from now so that we know what we can look back on and talk about what you spoke into existence?
I would rather have 20 customers and clients that we go really deep on, and they basically bring on Luisa initially as a AI intern that ends up becoming an analyst, an associate, and in 2-3 years ends up becoming like a managing director at their organization and is taking lots of information and putting things together in ways. We're all about using AI to connect people, not replace them. So that's a real differentiator for us. And I hope that continues to be the case. But I'd rather go deep with 20-30 customers than go broad with 2,000. And in terms of talent and team, I think that I would love for us to hire a US go-to-market CEO, someone in the UK, someone in Hong Kong, someone in Dubai. And basically, these are people who potentially are right now on our customer advisory board. So they're just people who introduce us to people. And if they become a client, then that's great. And they get to know more about our product and they get some remuneration. But eventually, these people, if they do a few deals, will end up running a region for Luisa. And I'll potentially be closer to the engineers in India and relocate there and run the business globally from India.
Rohan, thank you so much for coming on today and talking to us. Really appreciate you sharing the inside story, the origins behind Luisa AI and what a unique platform you've built. Very much an exciting time for you and your business, given the already significant adoption that you've seen and so much potential for all of the financial institutions who could benefit from this. So we appreciate you coming on, sharing your story. It's a great example of the power of AI and how it can accelerate businesses. So we wish you, the team, and everyone at Luisa AI the best of luck in months and years to come, and look forward to having you back on the show in the near future.
Absolute pleasure. Really, really nice talking to you, John. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.